once again, you know, it's an obsession. You know, I can't emphasize that enough. It's not, you know, nervousness or fear. I love the organization. The organization's been great. They're supporting me with this. You know, the head coach, my position coach, Howie, everybody supported me. And, you know, I'll make it through. I'll be okay. You know, nothing I'm ashamed of. You know, I own it. And that's it.
Brent, how does it impact your football career in the short term and in the long term?
You know, in the short term, I kind of look at it like, you know, my teammates have rallied around me. You know, I told them, you know, right away. But, you know, I get the help and treatment that I need. You know, I don't think it'll impact me at all, my football career. You know, I think I'll be fine. I think I'll come out better from this, come out a better person.
Brent, did you go to the stadium on Sunday hoping to play and you maybe you'd come? What would happen when you got there?
Going in every week, I always go in, you know, think I'm going to play on, you know. And once I woke up and throwing up uncontrollably, I went to the stadium and tried to get as many IVs and do everything I can to play. It's just, I couldn't even stand up.
Brent, you could have stood up here and told us, you know, you had bad fish tacos and nobody would have ever known the difference. Why is it important to you to kind of, you know, talk about this and you know, let everyone know exactly what's going on?
Well, one, you know, I'm an honest guy. You know, I'm going to tell y'all what's going on. You know, that's one. And two, you know, it's nothing that I'm ashamed of. You know, I get the help that I need and life will go on. I'll be fine. My career will be fine. I'm not too, I am concerned about it, obviously, but I'm not, you know, woe is me at this point.